Hey everybody, welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 563. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Reinhold.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Sunday morning. It's brisk outside.
Yes, it is.
Like a little cool, not like the tea.
Not like it was earlier this week.
Do you drink the brisk tea?
I'll say no. I have before, but I haven't forever.
If I just brought one and set it down. You try
it. Yeah, no, if I came over to the house and you're like, hey, you want to see it? I'm like, yeah, sure. And you brought me that, I'll drink it.
Yeah. Well, I would say that if I asked you if you wanted a tea and I brought you a brisk, I would be an asshole. Because that's not the same thing.
Right.
It's got that lemon mixed in there.
Right. And it's weird that it comes in a can.
Enjoy it. Yeah. Yeah. Like Arizona. What are you trying to hide?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be a lemon fan to like a brisk.
Right now, are you a Golden Peak or the, what's the other, Leaf, Green Leaf?
In the bottles.
Yeah.
And as well as the big jugs. Like you could get the big refrigerator jug, too, of the zero sugar.
Mm-hmm.
They're just out here making it convenient for me. So I got a, you know, shout out to Gold Peak. They also had a weird giveaway where they put Gold Peak in a little plastic thing that attaches over your phone to give you the Gold Peak filter for your phone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's just a silly giveaway that they did, but they actually made them. I don't know. They're just a piece of plastic with tea in it, but I thought it was funny. I like a company that can have a little fun.
Mm-hmm.
So Gold Peak all the way. Now I will partake in a Arizona tea every now and then because I just like them.
Yeah.
I like a can. You know, when I was younger, I wanted everything in a bottle. But as I age, I like a can. There's something classic about a can.
Mm-hmm.
I switched over to drinking the Liquid Death water like a real hipster.
Right.
That's all I drink as far as water goes for the most part. But I did catch a sale, and I have these, which is the monster version of the water.
Mm.
The deep well water.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. Obviously, they're going after the same crowd. It's got like a guitar and tattoo art and skulls and everything. So obviously they're going after the same hipster crowd. Let me give you a little taste of this. Let me get this into the mic.
Yep.
Did you get that?
Yeah, we got that. Brings back our old friend Dan.
I can burp too if we want the full experience. So the Gold Peak comes in 1,000 flavors. It's the light. I think it's like a light bluish mint color that is the sugar-free.
Mm-hmm. Slightly sweet tea.
Yeah. I like that that's an option as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. I mean, the sugar-free is as good as regular.
Yeah.
Oh, scroll back up.
You see?
Look on the left there, all the way up top. All the way up. That one. Is that the sugar-free? Oh, it just says sweet, right?
Yeah, just sweet.
I was trying to remember what color it is because I don't want to steer folks the wrong way. I know people shop by color.
Yeah, because it looks like that.
Yeah, but I think it's like a light, like a mint color. Let's get you a color just so people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The green.
It's like a lightish greenish.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's good if you guys want to give it a try.
Yeah.
This place calls it diet tea, so they can go to hell.
Look, you got your Liquid Death up here.
Yeah, hell yeah. I don't drink that one. That's an Armless Palmer. It's all right. I just drink the water. And I don't do it for the hipster reasons. I do it because the can just keeps it colder longer. I have a job that has me in and out of the vehicle all day.
Yeah.
And so a bottle gets hot fairly quick, where a can, I usually can go a couple hours and it's still cold, especially if I pop that baby in a koozie.
Mm-hmm.
Or a paper sack, you know what's up?
Right.
It just stays colder longer.
Remember talking about the bottles and stuff? It reminded me, like, back in the day when I drank soda, like, a Coke in a bottle was different than Coke in a can or Coke in a 2-liter.
100%. I agree with all that. Coke in a fountain, Coke in a glass bottle, they all hit different.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't drink the fizzy water. I drink the mountain water. That's the one I drink. It is the white can. It looks like a Modelo.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one I drink. I've tried them all, but I'm just a regular water guy. It's expensive. I mean, it's like 80 cents if you buy like the 9-pack or whatever it is, like 80 cents a bottle or something like that. I mean, it's a little too high. Maybe it's higher than that even. I don't know. Maybe my math sucks. But yeah, that's what I drink. They're also 16.9 ounces, so you're getting the same as you are with like a bottle that you buy, like when you buy some from Sam's or Walmart or whatever, when you buy the 6-packs or 12-packs, that's what you're getting out of those.
Yeah.
They also make a bunch of fun merch. So if you'll go to Liquid Death's website here and then head over to their merch section, they're wacky. There you go. They got pickleball paddles.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. It gets way worse. Just keep going.
And a cardigan.
Yeah. I mean, it gets way worse. There's a skull glass. Oh, there's the Halloween suits with it's the muscly dude with eyeballs on where his tits go. And then a can ripping out of his head.
There's an inflatable.
Mm-hmm. They partnered with MeUndies, and they have underwear. They have a flask shaped like a casket called the Flasket.
Wrestling tights.
There's a, exactly.
Singlet.
Yeah, looking good.
Trading cards with the skateboard album. Deck.
Vinyl, yeah.
There's a rolling tray.
Yeah, it's just like a little bar cart looking thing. There's another costume. It's pretty good. You just go as the can.
Mm-hmm. Slaughter bottle.
We haven't even got to anything offensive yet.
Ring.
There's the badass refrigerator and then the old like vintage lawn chair.
No, I'm not mad at all this.
There's the Tom Segura recycling glory hole on the left there.
Yeah.
And you slide the cans. It also comes with an amazing commercial where Tom is pitching it. That one's really good. The koozie is a paper sack since they look like beers. So if you look at the third one there, that's a good looking koozie.
The watch doesn't look bad.
Nope. Got a basketball with an eye hanging out. That's a Jalen Green crossover. So that black candle with the severed hand is a Martha Stewart collab, which is good. There's still a couple more that I'm waiting to get to here. They have so much merch.
Yeah, they do. Oh, look at that glove that holds the can.
Yeah, it's good.
I look at stuffed animals.
They're all bloody.
Socks. What is that? Gift card.
Gift card, yeah.
Dehydrator detector 9000.
Yeah, it's just got the P chart on it.
that's a poster. There's a VHS, Dead Till Death.
That's pretty good. The old school lunchbox. Yeah, lunchbox. It's just so much stuff.
You know, I am not mad at all this.
That's not everything. There should be a... there should be a Steve O did like a voodoo doll for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so many of them that they shipped out actually had his real hair in it, where he shaved his beard and his head.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, it's real creepy. And then Travis Barker had like an enema of the state that came with like an actual douche in a nice box. I might have pulled it from the site because it has been sold out forever, but
yeah
I don't see it now. They're fun. They're silly.
Yeah.
Type in Steve-O Liquid Death. I want to make sure I'm not making it up. Maybe I just had a stroke and just search for it on the web. Don't worry about their site.
Okay.
See if you see it or if I made that up. Now, I know Travis Barker's is real. You can search for that one separate. There you go. Yeah. The Steve-O Voodoo Doll.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It's creepy, huh?
Yeah, it is.
The Tom Segura commercial is so good for the Liquid Death. It's real good. I would encourage people to go watch it. It's only like 45 seconds, but you should watch the Tom Segura Liquid Death Glory Hole ad.
Okay, I'm missing. Okay, there it is right there.
It's funny. Yeah, it's real good.
I'll have to watch that later. Yep.
Now, I was a couple minutes late getting on here because I had to restart the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Got me thinking, what's the appropriate amount of time that you're willing to wait before you say something?
To you?
to anybody. Like you're meeting somebody somewhere, or you're waiting on me to get on here, or you're waiting for a phone call. Like, what's the amount of time before you're like, okay?
Maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah. I think that's my number too. Like 5 minutes is fair. You could have anything that costs you 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like 10 minutes. So it's kind of like, I mean, how long am I supposed to do this for? And then there are those people that exist though, after 45 seconds that you're late, they're like, hey, what up?
Right.
I don't care for those people.
Now, way back in the day, you could, there's a, well, my watch shows this time it's off, but now everyone's phone synced up to the same exact time. Everyone has a phone. There's almost no excuse.
So you're saying there used to be an out because you'd be like, oh, well, mine's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. You missed that time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where you just had a built in like, oh shit, mine's five slow. I guess that's on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's how it used to be for like lunch breaks. I would have it always set it back. So, well, my, your hour and 10 minutes on your lunch break. Well, look, my watch says it was this. I didn't leave until this time.
And now there's no excuse.
Oh, yeah. No, now it's all digital. Everything's always on camera. They can go back and see what time you left.
Yeah. You know how hard it would be to commit a crime and get away with it now? Like, oh, yeah. Just with the amount of like Ring doorbells and things.
Oh, yeah. And on the camera, the cameras inside stores.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just outside. Insane. Miss the days where you could just pull off a crime. You used to be able to rob a bank.
Oh,
and get away with it.
Yeah, we were just watching a show, me and my dad, and they, that bank robbery, killing, murder, it's whatever. There's no, who did this? And
yeah, you used to just be able to kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Yeah, there was just right. There was a, they fought in the street. People were standing around. Dude killed the other guy and just walked away. And people were like, oh my God, he's dead. And nothing happened.
Yeah. Now, if you did that, there'd be 14 phones and somebody screaming world star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The times have changed.
Yeah. Is world star even a thing?
I don't know.
I haven't heard anybody say world star in forever.
No, I'm pretty sure it still is a thing. I'm confident they exist. I've never been on world star. I just know it's a thing. That you say when two people are fighting.
Yeah, it's still there. Yeah, they would always, at my last job, when I worked in Nashville, they had that. they would always watch the videos and they're like, hey, look at this one.
Yeah, you just got to scream world star first.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially when they're fighting.
Yeah, always. A fight. Mm-hmm. Anytime you're up on a street fight, that's what you got to do.
Oh, yeah, one of the first videos here is David Blaine shows off his thread trick to Joe Rogan. Then there's another one. Crazy plane lady reveals what caused her viral American Airlines meltdown.
Hmm. Yeah.
Used to be a lot of fights. Really?
They don't do fights anymore?
Yeah. I'm looking at.
It sounds like TMZ now.
November 4th videos are not one like just people beating the crap out of each other.
Do you watch the fight videos? Do you like those?
Nah.
Yeah, me either. I don't really watch anything that's violent on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I won't even watch like Nat Geo with two animals attacking each other. I don't care for it.
Yeah. Now we'll watch like MMA fights or boxing fights. I'll watch highlights of that.
Yeah. That's different though, because you'd like to think that there's a limit on how far they'll let them go. Right? Yeah. It's somewhat regulated. I guess it's different when you like, I don't know. I mean, back in the day I would watch like Kimbo Slice videos.
Mm-hmm.
On the street, but it still felt somewhat like two people signed up for it.
Right.
I don't like a fight where like somebody was the aggressor and the other person's now like defending themselves. I don't care for that.
Yeah. I've seen a gym video like that where some guy was just walking and bumped into another guy. He got pissed off, turned around, just punched him like as the guy was walking away. I was like, I mean, that's crappy.
Yeah. I don't care for that because I could accidentally bump into that guy one day.
Yeah.
I don't need to get knocked out. I'm not built for it. So, have you ever been knocked out?
No.
Not me either. I hit my head so hard one day when I was vacuuming the car. One of those, the car wash that gives you like the free vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got that giant vacuum over there and you rip the hose out of this tube. Anyways, I was vacuuming and I stood up and I hit the canister that has the filter in it for that thing.
Yeah.
And everything went black, but I stayed on my feet. But I hit that thing as hard as anyone could hit anything. Mm-hmm. I just raised right up and hit it right in the back of my head.
Yeah, you know, may have said this story on here before. When I lived in Germany, I have blonde hair and blue eyes, and my last name is German. Mm-hmm. And it's from East Germany, so they don't, the West Germans don't like East German people. And so the German kids like jumped me once with my friend, like two of my friends that had me on the ground, and they hit me with a baseball bat on my head. So if you look at my head, if my hair's real short, you can literally see like an indention where the baseball bat hit.
Did you go to the doctor?
Yeah. They didn't fracture my skull or nothing, but it's just, there's a dent right like in my head.
Do you think that it did damage? Were you concussed at the very least?
I think so. I don't remember like what happened afterwards. I remember being on the ground and they hit me, and the next thing I know, I was in the hospital. But they said I was like walking around talking, and I ran home crying.
I played football in high school, my senior year, I should say, and I played it my eighth grade year. Now, I'm sure I've had a concussion at some point, but I don't think I can point back now as an adult to any moment where I'm like, I'm for sure I had a concussion. Even when I hit my head so hard that I blacked out on that vacuum, I don't think I was concussed.
Well, some people say that even if, like that concussion movie, if you watch that, they say that even if you do anything, you see stars. That could be start of a concussion.
I mean, I don't know. But certainly when you hit it so hard that your vision goes out for a second, like you jiggled a wire in there, that's probably not great.
Yeah.
But I felt, other than like angry, obviously angry at everyone but myself when I did that. Like, why would they put that there? Why wouldn't someone be like, you're about to hit your head?
Now, when I played football my freshman year, 110 pounds, I was trying to tackle this 230-pound Samoan, and he hit me so hard. I hit the ground really hard, and I remember it took my breath away, but I remember getting up. I seen stars, but I didn't have no concussion like symptoms after that besides the stars.
Yeah, as a guy that doesn't know much about it, I mean, I think it's the sudden movement, right? The sloshing forward and backwards.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever had any of that. Luckily, I mean, my brain is barely functioning as it is, so I don't want to mess it up.
No, I did when I worked at when we worked at the shoe store together. There was a guy that worked there around the time you were there. He got concussed because I remember he was at work and he was talking about it was one of the basketball players. He jumped up and hit the basketball court really hard when he landed. And then he came to work the next day, and he said he was fine, but all of a sudden he just started throwing up. He had to run outside in the trash can, threw up, and then he started feeling dizzy, and then he pretty much didn't come to work for 3 or 4 days after that.
There's a good chance I could live my entire life without ever having a concussion at this point. Like, I've made it through the part where I probably would have got one.
Yeah.
Like, through the youth. I feel like that's where it happens, and I'm not in like a contact profession.
Right, but you never know. I mean, you could be opening a cabinet door and just hit your head up on it.
I could.
Or fall down and hit a sink.
Yeah, I don't want to fall down.
Yeah, fall down in a bathtub.
Sounds rough. That sounds bad.
Yeah, slip in the tub.
No, I don't. I've never, to this point, I've also never tub slipped.
Yeah, do you have like the little mats or the foot, the little things that you stick on there?
Yeah, I got the little grippies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not rolling the dice with my health like that. You got to put a little grippy down.
My wife hates the grippy things. So ours is just bare.
Just slick as hell.
Oh, yeah.
You and just spray baby oil in there before you get in? Take a real chance?
No, she uses conditioner. Yeah. And so there's like all over. Once it starts like showering, the conditioner will start sliding down. You can feel it. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. So I'm going to have to like use my feet to wash it off.
So I use the grippy stickers, and I will say that I don't necessarily love them, but when they've been down for a little while, you just peel them up and put new ones down.
Yeah.
Like, there's no residue. They don't cause any issues, and they're like $3 on Amazon.
Yeah, and they have some cool sticker things you could put down there now.
Yeah. But they're a lifesaver, literally.
Mm-hmm.
You can't talk her into it.
No.
She'd rather fall than have grippies.
Yeah, I've even put the mats in there, and she does not like the mats.
I don't like a mat, but I can't believe that she would rather fall, risk fate every time that she showers than have the grippies. Man,
I'm looking at all the different kinds they have now. To have like, and some of them are just basic.
Do you have like a bar? You have like a grab bar or something?
No.
So I mean, it's totally up to chance.
Oh yeah, no. If you. Yeah, because the shower bar is like high up above me. So yeah, there's no way. If I'm slipping, I'm done.
Every shower could be your last.
Oh yeah.
I don't tempt fate. I don't do that.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
But they got some different designs.
Yeah, you could get fun ones, but they also have just basic ones. That's why I don't know. Like, you can just get like the strips where it doesn't.
Yeah, that's just, I'm looking at this one right here.
Yeah, that's not offensive. I don't know about putting them the way that they did, but those are, I mean, you wouldn't even know they were there except for the grip.
Mm-hmm. With a clear one.
What if you snuck them in?
I might have to do that.
Yeah.
But she'll feel them. What is this?
They're permanent. Just tell her they don't come up. Sorry. That's on me.
Mm-hmm.
They're down for life now.
Yep.
See, like, I had that exact one.
Okay.
Yeah, the squares. Like, two things ago, I had that one.
Oh, there's paw prints.
That's what I have now. I have paw prints. You're just picking out my designs.
Mm-hmm. We used to have these. She hated
them. Oh, the seashells. Yeah. Now, the color ones look tacky to me. Those look like little child's toe.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe I'll try a color one, though. I'm not against being a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
Not if it keeps me safe, bro. I'm not rolling the dice on my health like that.
Right. I got you.
There's stars up there.
Yeah.
It can be fancy. Maybe a patriotic. Maybe like a red, white, and blue theme.
And there's an octopus one, too.
What if they had Lego? Like bricks.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool, too.
Yeah. Dan would do that because he's got that Lego-inspired bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then for the little boy, too. The son.
Oh, yeah. It would look good.
It'd be fun.
What's the show about?
Yeah, I forgot.
What I'm doing here.
All right, so let's talk about some games. So would you play anything this week?
I've been really tired this week. I played very, very little. Played Speedstorm,
mm-hmm.
and Rocket League, and that'll be it.
That'll be it.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
And then go ahead.
Before you get there, we postponed and then didn't postpone multiplayer week. We're playing Demio, but I'll tell you what happened is we decided to play on Friday. And then on Friday, I fell asleep on the couch.
Uh-oh.
I woke up at 10:30. No text messages. I turn on the PlayStation, go get some water, come back, log in. Well, I logged in, went, got some water, come back. Look, there's not even anyone online. So either I know what happened with Howard also fell asleep. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, fell asleep. Pabin never said a word and never text.
Yeah, I think he went to a concert.
Probably had a concert. There's the rooster.
Yep.
So I don't know what happened, but it didn't happen. So we'll actually be starting week one this week. So we still will have 4 full weeks, which is good because I finally got you the Quest 2 on Thursday.
Yep.
So you now have a new VR solution.
Well, Friday. It was Friday.
It's hard to say. They're all the same. Mm-hmm. And so now you have that. So by Thursday of this week, we should all be set.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it loaded up today.
Yeah. You got it set up, but didn't play anything.
Yeah, I got the phone app set up, but I didn't play anything. We had to.
You didn't even get the headset set up yet.
No, we had to go.
Yeah.
And then yesterday was a busy day for me.
That's all I played. I didn't play anything else. Very little time.
So I played GTA a little bit. There's a situation at my house, so I haven't been to play as much as I would like. Play GTA, play some more Disney Speedstorm. I'm level 41 now. I have unlocked.
Wow, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was. I have unlocked a few other people now. So I have like the little kid. I forgot his name or her name. I can't tell if it's a boy or girl.
You talking about Mowgli?
Yeah.
Jungle Book?
Oh, is that from, I don't know where it's from.
Yeah, Jungle Book.
So I unlocked him. I got Hercules, and then I just unlocked some other guy last night.
From Mulan.
Yeah.
Shin.
Yeah, Shin. I unlocked him. That came, and not last night, yesterday afternoon. When I logged in, I got him.
Now, how do you feel about Storm at this point?
I'm having fun when I just like just to do the normal missions, but when I have to do any of the multiplayer stuff, I suck so bad. I just like that one where you have to, you get 5,000 points, you just race against other people. I'm pretty much like 7 or 8 every single race.
Now, what about the, do you do the limited time events?
Yeah.
Because that's where you can unlock characters too now. They're starting to put up like Jesse. You could get Jesse.
Yeah, no, and I suck at those too. Like my I'm 100%. Like I'm usually in that, lower every single person. My highest character is Jasmine. She's level 25.
Yeah, so I just got Hades out of one of those. And then Guston. Yeah. Maybe I don't have Hades yet. I don't. He may not be done yet. But I got Guston that way from Beauty and the Beast, and I'm about to get Hades. So I'm usually in the top 20%.
Oh, no, I'm not even close.
Yeah.
I think I maybe got 4th once.
I know you don't like to spend the money, but I really think you should invest in the Golden Pass, because all it does is unlock this giant single-player story. Well, it's not story, but like races. So it's 10 chapters with like 10 races apiece in them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one thing that may be a little challenge is it does force you sometimes to use certain characters, and you may or may not have those characters, which may or may not frustrate you.
Well, I have the little season pass thing going on, so I'm on like the...
Did you buy it?
No.
They give it to you free?
Yeah, but then if you unlock more if you have the Golden Pass.
Okay. I didn't even know you could do it without the Golden Pass.
Yeah, no, you could play it. So that's how I'm getting leveled up. I'm getting the points.
So there's like free tiers?
Yeah. And then... there's a challenge, like you have to win like 20 or do 20 races to get points, unlock the boxes.
Yeah.
At the end of the season.
Yeah, yeah. The boxes are at the end of each chapter.
Yeah, so I have that.
I didn't even know you could see those without buying it.
Yeah, no, I have.
So you just don't get any rewards?
You know, I get rewards, but I don't get the good rewards because I don't have the season pass. So that's, I'm missing a lot of the good rewards. Like you go through, you'll see all like the little purple coins and.
And now, how much is it?
I think like $10 for the season.
I think this is our last free one.
Mm-hmm.
So with the Founders Pack, they've all been free so far, but I think this is the last one that's free.
I think I'm also gonna probably wait until see what I get, like how far I get up there, and see if it's worth it. Like if I can get closer to level 50, right? Well, first I was like, if this ends and I'm only level 20, I'm not buying it. But if I get closer to like 48, 49, 50, then I probably will buy to pay.
Do you still have the daily challenges as well? Do you have those, the objectives?
The daily objective? No, I don't have any daily.
So if you, there should be like every day, there's 3 things that you can do that get you extra points to move your XP up on the Golden Pass. And that may be part of the Golden Pass itself as well.
Yeah, I don't have that.
So you're probably also leveling up way slower than you would if you had it, because there's 3 new challenges each day that you can do, which are like grind for 5 seconds or, you know, 5 backward skills and stuff like that.
Oh, no. I do have that.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. But mine's only like 200 points. So then I have the season stuff, which since I don't have some characters unlocked, I can't do the full season.
Yeah. So that's the same. You move up pretty quick. Like, I'm pretty high up in it already.
Let's see. I think I'm level 42 right now.
Yeah.
Of the 50.
So you'll finish.
But I just suck so bad, I can't.
Because it's chapter 7 right now. Like, 8 may be out now, but, like, there's plenty of time.
Yeah, and some of the other chapters I haven't 100% completed because I don't have characters. Like, the one I have, I just now got Hercules, but he's only level 7. And I pretty much need him to be, like, level 20 to even come close to racing.
See, you get to open those boxes that are on the Golden Pass, but you don't get the tiered rewards.
Yeah.
Is that what you get?
Yeah.
Okay. So you could still unlock Aladdin.
Well, no, I have Aladdin.
Yeah, you got him already?
Yeah, I got Aladdin.
Yeah, see, so you can still get everything. You just don't get the extra stuff, like the suits and all the coins and the level up stuff.
Yeah.
That's not so bad, then. I also have Aladdin. I forgot that I got him.
I'm still going to try to grind through the multiplayer. Mm-hmm. Like, you should get the free 400 when you first start up. And then if you grind, you get, and you start leveling each character up, you get 5 or 10 coins. And I can buy the season pass with 900 multiplayer or the whatever coins. And I'm at like 580 right now. So if I grind.
Do you not ever think you'll get better though?
No.
Really? You think this is it?
No, when I play multiplayer, I don't know how people are doing it. That I'm getting hit as soon as I start the race.
Yeah, because when you get a high enough level, you automatically start with like a power up.
Yeah, and I get powered up. And then as soon as I get a hit, I'm automatically behind. I can't catch up because like I'm level 25, everyone's just way better.
Yeah, so I start with like with Buzz, I start with the mine, the little explosion. So I just cook it and it blows up right off the start. I blow up everybody.
Yeah, and that's what happened to me almost every race.
Mm-hmm, my Buzz is that way. They all have different starting ones, but the one that Buzz has, I love Buzz. He's my main. Lilo's good too, or Stitch, excuse me, is good too.
Yeah, pretty much anytime I see Stitch on there, I know he's probably going to win. Or if I see a PC player playing, they're pretty much going to win.
PC's always going to win. Yeah, they cheat hard. Mike used to be kind of everybody's main, but you don't see as many Mikes now.
Mike, I don't see any.
From Mike. Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
It's fun. I don't know. I like it still. It's one of my constants. I think about getting on it every day and just at least doing my daily stuff.
Yeah, I try to get on there, do the daily, and try to do the boxes. And now the season 8, whatever packs I'm up to start working at. But because of the situation I have, I don't have as much game time as I would like.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
But you have to entertain another guest.
Yeah, and it's more important than playing games aren't going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I started playing, I don't even think I ever talked about this. I started playing Monopoly Go like a couple months ago on my phone or a month ago.
Yeah.
I play that every day for too much time as well. And so I've been getting some of my fix in that. And I just been so tired at night. I don't know. I've been getting up earlier and earlier because of work. And I don't know, by 10:30, if I'm not balls deep in something by 10:30, I'm ready for bed. Mm. Like I'm ready just to pass out. Put a YouTube video on, get on the couch, get laid out. I'm just out.
Oh, and I did go back into Fallout 76. They have a free 1 week Fallout First trial. So I was able to get all my stuff back.
So would you consider making that your game now?
No.
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 And do you think you'll ever play it again?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to redo everything, so I have my new house. I couldn't build the same house, but I was able to save everything into the Fallout First, like, cache, and then start building on, because it stored everything, and so I was able to, like, rebuild the house pretty much, and so I'm almost done. I have a new location, I have all the display cases, all the stuff. Well, not everything. I'm missing a few, but I'm okay with that. But I got a majority of the stuff that I collected.
Did you, when you jumped back in there, did it feel right? I mean, did you feel nostalgic about it? Did it make you want to
be back in that universe? It did, but then luckily a lot of stuff wasn't going on. Like usually there's events going on where people like, hey, let's go kill the Scourge Beast. Oh, let's go do this. Let's go. And there'll be a group of people. There wasn't this time. Pretty much the 8 or 9 people that were playing were doing their own thing.
Hmm.
So I just built my, I'm just going to build the base, have it. So if I ever want to jump back in there, if everything is there, I'm not pissed off about it.
Right. Well, I'm glad you got it fixed. I miss old Fallout, but you know, I don't know that I miss it enough to play Fallout 76.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of where I just don't know.
Yeah, and like I would love for everyone to get back in there and play, but there's nothing. I mean, like there would be no reason to play it,
right?
Because I mean, there's no missions. I mean, there's like, oh well, we can help everyone get a specific, you know, whatever armored suit or something like that. But it's still not worth it because unless everyone wants to keep on playing it,
it's not gonna be 4 weeks worth of fun either.
Yeah,
I don't think. Interesting.
Yeah, so that's pretty much, I just did that.
Yeah, sure. Sounds like a short week for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No, that's all I played.
Do you got any news for this week?
Yeah, I got a few things to go over real quick since we missed last week.
Whiz.
Since last week was short.
Short and fat, but it filled the gap.
Yep.
That was my fault. So... it happens.
Mm-hmm. All right. So go over a couple things real quick. The PlayStation Stars, which, you know, I know we play some of this. I think they're getting better with their digital collectibles.
They look better.
Yeah. Look, they're one, you get a Marvel Spider-Man Adidas shoe for Spider-Man 2 for awesome. Playing it. Yeah, she looks good. The Assassin's Creed, if you play Assassin's Creed Black Flag, you get the Hidden Blade. Hades, you get some little thing for playing Hades.
You get that. I got you. I think it's one of the, like, it's supposed to look like a balloon.
Yeah.
Like one of those
balloons. And then you play a couple different games. You can get this arcade cabinet, which I kind of like getting arcade cabinets.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then there's a Gundam figure if you play a Gundam. So I think the some of the little collectibles are actually looking pretty good to put in your little thing.
It longs for the days of PlayStation Home, though, because how good would it be if I went over your house and you just had this shit everywhere?
Right, right.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, I need the metaverse. I need a digital space. I need PlayStation Home. I need, like, a Second Life situation where you can come over, we can play some mini games, but you can also look at my sweet pad with all my sweet trophies.
Yeah, and it's like, damn, he's got these. And look at all the arcades. Yeah. Look at all the trophies. Yeah,
yeah. And also, how good would those arcades be if I could then turn around and play it? Like, I could care about PlayStation Stars so much more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, they do look good.
They're getting better, and I do miss PlayStation Home. I know we grind the hell out of that for a while.
I did so much stupid stuff. I was hours and hours. Mm-hmm. I remember running around in my $5 footlong shirt.
Right. Then they had where people built their own game. There's just that group that redid PlayStation Home. So you can still play the PlayStation Home style, but you can't do everything you could have.
I want to say this for Sony to hear. If they bring PlayStation Home back in VR, I will buy a PSVR too.
Oh, shit.
Just to be back in PlayStation VR Home. Yeah. I'll buy one.
I probably would join you on that.
Yeah, I loved it. Yep.
All right.
A lot of creepers in Home, though. I don't want to discount that.
Yeah. So I'm going to bring up the Bungie did a layoff.
Mm-hmm.
They cut about 100 jobs, 8% of the staff. Bungie did say they were running about 45% below its revenue projection over the year. So they had to cut some people, which sucks.
You know, I don't love this. They also delayed the next expansion for Destiny, the Final Shape.
Yeah.
As well as, what's their next game?
It was Destiny 2. I'm trying to see if it says it. Doesn't say it on there.
Yeah, whatever that their new old game is. I don't know why I forgot the name of it. But anyways, you know, this sucks. Every time people lose their job, it sucks. You know, mm-hmm. they say that Destiny is underperforming right now, and that's what's led to this. You know, they say it has nothing to do with the Sony acquisition or anything like that, but the timing is obviously ominous. It makes you feel like it's Sony saying, hey, trim the fat.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't like people to lose their job. I think relying on Destiny maybe is a little scary.
Right. And I feel bad because you see articles out there saying, oh, this year was like some of the best gaming when it comes to like how much money, how many games were out there than it has been in 20 years. But then you see layoffs like this happen.
You know, I will say that Marathon is the game.
Oh yeah. It's down here. I see it now.
Yeah. Those assholes. It has been, it's been a great year for new games to come out. I mean, when you have a week where Spider-Man 2 and the new Mario installment comes out,
mm-hmm.
and then WarioWare is out, and you had, you know, Zelda and the Bethesda one.
Starfield.
God, I blanked out. I want to say StarCraft over and over in my head. I mean, there has been tons of games this year. People are loving Alan Wake 2. Like, there's so much to play.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you don't have time to go to Destiny. There's so many good things, new things to play, and I don't want to discount, you know, Destiny 2 is being good or fun, but it's just, if you've been playing it for a long time, you know, it's kind of like you just said, like, what is there to do until that next expansion comes out? What is there to do? It's mm-hmm. that Fallout 76 thing. Like, if you've done everything you want to do, what else is there to do?
Right.
You know, we jumped back in Minecraft and had a beautiful, amazing time. But once we did what we wanted to do, there was nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is that point where, like, if you can't continue to keep it updated all the time, attention spans are lower and lower and lower.
Right. Then as more games come out and people jump on the bandwagon of these new games, you're going to want to play those games. Then
yeah,
you leave.
Yeah. So
yeah. And speaking of, go ahead.
I hope it works out for everyone that is laid off. So.
Right. And speaking of going back to old games, Fortnite is bringing back the original map.
Fortnite OG.
Yeah.
People are the most jazzed up about this.
Yeah, so people going nuts. So they said they had an uptick of like millions of players jumping back in.
Yeah.
I think it was like 25 million players were like online at one time playing it.
Speaking of people going nuts, there's a great freak out video of Ninja and Tim the Tapman going off on each other on OG Fortnite. It's really good. It's really, really good. I don't even know how to describe it. I think they're joking, but I also think they're not joking. You know, it's one of those things where they're good enough friends. Like it doesn't sound, if you've ever jumped in our chat, sometimes it's a little aggressive.
Yeah.
Especially with me and friend of the show, Marshall 205. It seems personal, but I'm always just joking. And so is he.
Right.
I think. And, but yeah, he sent me the clip where, you know, Ninja's down and Tim doesn't get him up. And Tim's like, well, damn. And he's like, well, you could have done this. And Tim's like, is that from the guy who was already on his knees telling me like how to play? And then Ninja just loses his mind.
Shit,
he talks about how he's been carrying him forever and he doesn't know what it's like to have to pack somebody around. He's got a Louis Vuitton backpack that's just big enough to carry his sorry ass. Like, he just goes off.
I'm going to have to watch that then.
And Tim is also going off at the same time, and you can't even hear what anybody's saying because they're just screaming at each other over the mic. Then they get done, and they both kind of start to laugh a little bit, and then the other guy goes, welcome to OG Fortnite.
Oh, that was good.
He goes, hey, Tim, how's your day going? And he's like, it's pretty good. Like, they just – you could – like, no one took it personal, but it is definitely a freak out.
Yeah, so look at this. This is – just how many people are – like watching all these videos.
Yeah. I mean, there's a
crazy,
it's good. It's good to see it go back. It's good that people are, I mean, we just went through this with Epic laid off a ton of people and they said the same thing. It was due to Fortnite not hitting the numbers that it did before. So, I mean, that's going to be a challenge for these games going forward.
Yep. All right. Next one, BlizzCon, which just happened 2023. And they talked about, Diablo 4, Overwatch and Warcraft. I know you guys played Diablo 4. It's getting its first new expansion late next year. Is that too long for you guys?
Yeah, you know, they're doing these season things right now, but you know, I don't know. I don't want to speak on this because for some reason Diablo 4 just didn't hit. And I want to revisit it. I want to go back. I loved Diablo 3 so much, and I spent hours and hours, and I could never get enough of it. But something just in 4 didn't click with me. I never felt engaged. I didn't care about my character. Just felt like we're going through the motions. And so I don't know if it's too long. It sounds too long when you say it.
Yeah. I mean, it came out and now you have to wait for the expansion next year, late next year.
Yeah, they have those seasons going. And it's not like they haven't had stuff. It's just that I don't know. It just didn't click with me.
All right. Overwatch 2 was a... now said they're going to have a new hero, a new mode, and new map. Phil Spencer said the future for Blizzard is brighter and better than ever under Xbox. World of Warcraft.
I bet it is.
Yeah. World of Warcraft is going to have a new expansion, as always. Keep people in it. My dad plays that. That's pretty much the only game he plays. He's tried Diablo.
The classic?
Yeah, he plays the classic.
Yeah. Vanilla.
Yeah. Well, he's tried like Diablo 4 and Baldur's Gate 3. He just goes right back to World of Warcraft.
You like what you like. You know, that's a game that you could take some cues from because they figured out how to maintain a pretty large player base for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So this is a game, the day before was a game I was hoping we can get in at one time, all of us. It's a zombie MMO. They keep on putting it back. Then they have some legal stuff with names and a copyright infringement and looking like other games. And now they have a thing where the trailer came out and people are saying it looks too much like this. Certain things are said and it's based off of other, like Cyberpunk 2077 had an announcement and basically the same verbiage was said during Cyberpunk 2077's announcement. And it's crazy. So right now they're looking at starting in December 7th. And I was hoping it's out before, because this was going to be my game, where I was going to get everyone to play.
It looks like there's no hope either, because it's coming to Steam on December 7th.
Yeah, so it might be my next.
Yeah, it could be next year before that thing.
Or 3 years from now, who knows?
Yep.
It might be that bad. It looks amazing, but...
All you right. Hear that? Somebody revving up their engine, just giving it hell?
Mm-hmm.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, just tearing through gears out there.
Heck yeah, dude. Trying to show off. Yeah. Xbox Series S, X screen is getting a carbon black version. I didn't even know that these were even out.
Is it like a briefcase screen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know they were a thing either. Oh, yeah, that's cool, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't even know anything like this.
You know, it depends on your use case. Like, if I guess I could put that on my desk attached to my Series S, that would be pretty cool, right? If it was just sitting next to the computer and I didn't need anything separate, but my mind's hooked up to the TV.
So, for the listeners, the X screen, it's basically a little screen folds down on top of your Xbox and you just lift it up and you have a screen. If it looks like it, like just with it closed, looks like it's just part of the Xbox.
If you've been gaming for any amount of time, you're familiar with these type of peripherals because back in the day, they put a screen on every damn thing.
Oh, hell yeah.
If they could put a screen on it, they did.
I remember I wanted the PlayStation 3, or I mean PlayStation 2 screen to be able to take it when I traveled, and I never went anywhere to ever take it.
You remember the small PS1? It had the actual approved screen that went with it. It was awesome.
Yeah. All right. Not that we use it, but it's sad that Nintendo, Twitch app will be discontinued on the Nintendo Switch starting January 2024.
You know, I've listened to some other shows talking about this, and I've read some stuff online. I mean, you think about all the different platforms that Twitch is trying to be on, and every manufacturer of every TV and every smart device. And, you know, I think this is a little jarring because it's one of the big three as far as console makers go. But Twitch has been getting disabled everywhere, and they've been pushing everyone to the browser version of Twitch regardless. I mean, I think it's just the maintenance. There's no telling how many people have to keep up every version of every app, and I guess I kind of get it, but you know, it sucks. I would imagine a lot of people, a lot of kids especially, watch Twitch on their Switch.
All right, this is, I think, is pretty cool. Atari is in agreement to own Digital Eclipse. So it's a whole IP, so they're going to be getting all kinds of like games to Digital Eclipse is basically rebuilds games and remasters them, restoration of a classic video game. So they're going to get like Mega Man Legacy Collection, SNK 40th Anniversary, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Cowabunga Collection. So this is stuff that they've done in the past. So if you're a big Atari fan, them remastering some of these old classic games will be pretty cool.
Yeah, you should have some hope because Digital Eclipse did do a good job with what they've done. So there are a lot of Atari IP, of course, the ones that haven't been sold off that could get the same treatment as those other games. But, you know, lots of good things to say about a lot of those. But Atari finds a way to screw things up. So
right. So I'm hoping maybe that we'll see future Atari little system.
You should have bought the last one that came out.
Yeah, no, I bought the Atari Lego set, so they got my money.
Yeah, well, sweet licensing deal. Licensing deal.
So Nintendo patents a dual screen device that splits in half. So they did this before with the 3DS, and now this one. If you look on the figure, you have the screen on the outside, the Switch, and then you open up and you have two screens on the inside.
It literally looks like a DS.
Yeah,
it doesn't even look any different. Except for it has this, what appears to be a screen on the outside as well.
Yeah. So you could close, let's say you're watching a YouTube video, you can close and just watch it that way.
Yeah, or drop it and break it.
Yeah, but the two screens on the inside, it's going to be a little
different. Like it has a piano hinge that lets it swing all the way around, but then I don't understand exactly what happens unless it has three screens. What happens with the knob? Where's the joystick going?
Yeah.
Is it on the bottom?
Or is it one maybe you press and it pops up out of the...
That's too much.
It's Nintendo. They'll make it work if it works.
It will. I don't know. It says dual screen, so it leads me to believe there's not three, but I don't understand because if you laid it down in configuration one where it shows the screen on the outside, I don't know where the nubby's at unless that hinge swings.
It's a clamshell. Yeah, I think it's a clamshell because right here looks like the button, the trigger. So I think that this is closed.
Yeah, but so if you look at figure two, and I know this sucks for anyone looking, or figure 25, how would it ever open to where that nub was on the inside?
Oh, yeah, true. Unless it recesses down, and maybe you like twist it or push it.
It could like fold over, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could slide over. I don't know. We'll see. Nintendo will, if they do it, they will have it figured out.
So. Oh, yeah.
I, for the record, would love to see the comeback of an actual handheld.
Mm-hmm. I brought this up because we used to work there. GameStop, on this article, says GameStop keeps finding new ways to rip off people. A lot of people.
An aggressive headline.
Yeah. Apparently, there's been a lot of memos sent out to GameStop employees saying that they want, when people buy their new PlayStation 5, let's say, for instance, they buy a PlayStation 5, they get them to do extended warranty, which is $55, and they would come in and say, oh, my Xbox, my PlayStation broke, I need a new one. So in past, they would just get a brand new one. Now, GameStop is telling people to give them used ones. And then GameStop employees are saying that the used ones get turned in, or most of them are usually broke or damaged or smoke. They smell like cigarette smoke or they're dirty. Also, GameStop is doing away with a lot of incentives for employees. They raise up their health insurance. Mm-hmm. They're getting rid of their matching 401k, their accidental death and dismemberment, their short term disability. They're getting away with a lot of stuff. That says right now the new benefit plan shows $850 deductible plan, including share costs, that will cost $377 a month. That same plan will cost a family plan will cost $1,129.68. This is basically double what they were paying before insurance. So their actual paychecks will shrink.
I mean, GameStop was given a second life from, you know, the short sell, the stock meme.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is still a company that in my eyes is slowly dying again, though. I mean, this is not the first shitty GameStop story that we're going to have this year.
Yeah, even more, the GameStop Pro Rewards is getting cut starting December. If you sign up, you go from 10,000 sign-up points to 5,000. You only get a $5 coupon. They raised the price up from $15 a year to $25 a year. The coupon will no longer work with gift cards or digital goods. You have to buy something physical in the store.
Yeah, they're just not a company that is long for this life, I don't think.
Yeah. All right. A good news one. A new deal has included all the Batman Arkham games and Gotham Knight games for $15. And that's basically 12 games you can get of Batman.
It's part of the Humble Bundle.
Yeah, but it's not all Batman games. So they have like Mad Max, Mortal Kombat, Middle Earth is on the $5 tier with Batman Arkham Asylum, Batman Arkham City. $10 tier as Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate Edition, Arkham Origins, Arkham Knight Premium Edition, Middle Earth Definitive Edition, Injustice 2. And the $15 tier, you get Gotham Knights and Back for Blood. Which overall, I mean, $15 to get all those games is not bad. Yep, if you don't have them already.
I believe that those will all be PC versions.
Yeah. Which is still, I think, is pretty cool.
It's a great deal as long as you got a PC.
Yeah.
If you haven't played those, you're talking about hours and hours.
Mm-hmm. This doesn't affect me because I guess I don't understand this, but Xbox, Xbox is banning unauthorized controllers and accessories.
Plugged a power cord into your iPhone and it says this accessory is not supported.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Microsoft is doing.
Yeah. So some controllers they don't want people using, which I don't get why they wouldn't want people to use different controllers. But then,
so they're trying to like say it's controllers that allow cheating or devices that allow cheating, but it seems like they're also dipping their toe in a little bit into, well, what if you bought our controller instead of somebody else's?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
They're saying all you have to do is get approved and the approval process is easy and then it works. But, you know, I'm seeing people already shouting about accessibility and some special controllers, adapters, mm-hmm. things like that. It'll be interesting. I mean.
Yeah, this one little tweet there says some is conversion, not cheat devices.
Yep. I mean, using a fight stick on a different platform. I mean, there's lots of use cases where this will suck, but you know, it's saying about proprietary hardware and this is what can happen. And I don't love it, but it is what it is. And I'm sure Microsoft will backtrack a little bit, but I think this stays in place.
Yeah. So I'm an OG controller. So I like the original basic brand controller. I do remember, I think we talked about before, I think it was a Super Nintendo had that turbo controller. So if you play certain games, you can constantly just press that button down. It's constantly just turboing all the time. It worked great with like Tecmo Bowl or something when you have to like jump start tackle you, break it off.
Yeah, I'm an OG controller guy too, but growing up, I played on third-party controllers because we couldn't afford to buy an OG.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if you want to give a kid a $70, $80 controller.
Right. When you can buy...
when you could go to Walmart and get a wired one for $20 that they're probably going to tear up anyways. I don't know. I don't like this. It hits me the wrong way, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I bought that red controller a couple months ago. So I got my second controller. I have yet to use it. I just have my white one. Needs to charge. Throw it on the charger. Let it charge. And when I'm ready to play, I just take it right off the charger.
I never use the edge. It just stays in its case. I rotate between a red one and a blue one.
That's all I want. That's all I want with the red one. I haven't seen any colors else, but if they bring something, I might get a third one.
Like that Titans baby blue. That's one I use a lot.
Yeah. Maybe you need to stop. Maybe that's why they're losing.
I don't think it has anything to do with me.
You never know. Superstitious.
Doesn't do anything for me. Howard, he's that way.
Oh, he's superstitious.
Yeah, when that game was on the line for Thursday night, he was putting all the shit on that he wears at the game because they've won every game at home and they've lost every road game this year.
Mm.
And so he was trying to put all the shit on in his house.
I know people like that. It's like, man, if I wear the jersey for game day at work, you know, they'll win. But if I don't wear it, then they lose. And there's people who like go to stands like, well, if I wear the blue jersey instead of the white one. And
yeah, I don't think I control it.
Yeah.
So. I don't get hung up on that.
All right. So the last thing is we're going to talk about everyone's favorite segment of our video game podcast is Lego.
Yep. Brick by brick.
Yeah. We're going to bring up the Animal Crossing because it's Lego themed. I actually have pictures of the actual sets and I'm very, very disappointed in every single set.
I told you that I knew they were going to phone this in because it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
And the rendering did not make me more excited. They all looked tiny. They all looked like kid sets. And now seeing them, I feel the same way.
Yeah. I mean, Nook's Cranny is crappy. Nook's Cranny does not look like the way I was hoping. I wanted it like full house.
Yeah. It's crappy. It's like those, those little, I don't remember what you'll know, but the little world sets where you just get the front facade of a building.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
I mean, there's Nook's Cranny. There's like one little counter. The inside doesn't look nothing like Nook's Cranny.
It's just like two random windows and two doors.
Yep. I'm just not excited. I'm very. I was excited to actually get Nook's Cranny and some of the characters. I just
like look how tiny the house is. Like two minifigs fills it up.
Then you could put all the accessories. You could build all this other stuff on the outside of it, but it's just not. Like I wanted the boat, the little guy with the boat.
That doesn't even make any sense to me. All that extra shit that just scattered about.
Yeah, it's not. Make it a whole island.
It's not even like a set.
They put a whole island for $89, I mean, what you normally would see when you go to an island, just.
I think that they probably know that this set is late.
Yeah.
And so they just didn't invest a lot.
Or they're hoping people pay for it.
Now, what of those are you willing? Are you going to buy any of them?
Not now.
Yeah. I still might get Nook's Cranny, even as disappointed as I am in it. And I still might get the figures.
Well, I think the figures only come with the sets.
Oh, great.
Yeah, right. I don't think you get the figures by themselves.
They have the real heads too, which I've spoke about previous. But I may still get Nook's Cranny so I can have Tom. Isabel looks good.
Mm-hmm. There's them all together.
It just looks like a scattered mess because of all the outside shit that they give you that doesn't look like part of the set.
Right, it reminds me of the Mario in.
That's what I was gonna say. The Sonic like sets. Mario.
Like I think this is designed for the kids.
Yeah. That store that I go to sometimes has two of the big Mario sets right now on the cheap.
Actually, I was talking to my dad about going there.
Yeah, you should go. They've got some the Mario sets. Of course, I don't care for the Mario sets, but
yeah, me neither. I did purchase some Lego yesterday.
Never doubted it.
Yep, I spent $27.
That's not bad. That's reasonable.
Yeah, got five sets.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
About $250 worth of sets, and that guy had some gift cards that I needed to use before they expired that I found. All right, well, that's it for our show, unless you had anything you want to bring to the table.
That's all I have.
All right, so if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials at @Game_Stitch, at @HoFNShow. Also, we're still looking for a name for Larry the Rooster. If you want to put let us know what you think. That was episode 563. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
All right.